This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my friends. Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week of inner work here at The Daily Practice. I hope you feel so charged and ready for a brand new week. I hope you had a great weekend. And I hope you feel ready to almost step into February. It's the end of January already. We're almost done with the first month of this year, and I feel like time has moved so quickly. This week is a perfect week to revisit our New Year's intentions. It's been a whole month since we sat down and set our intentions for 2024, and I find that about a month in is a really good time to take some time to sit down and really check in on how things are going so far. Now, chances are life has been happening for you in this past month, and maybe you had really big ideas and visions for how you were going to spend the first month of the year, and then things just kind of got in the way. Maybe you got a little bit sick, or something huge came up, or you felt overwhelmed with things. For me, I've had a month of not sleeping at all. I've been a little bit under the weather, lots of stuff going on. I definitely have not been sitting down to work on my goals and dreams for 2024 as much as I would have loved to. And maybe you've had this supercharged month where you've spent tons of time moving those dreams forward. In that case, this week is a great week to actually get organized and to get your priorities in order so that you can really start to make that magic happen.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So this week, I will revisit my New Year's intentions and focus on moving a dream forward. So as you go back in time and take a moment to reconnect with those intentions that you set for yourself, just see how they are resonating at this moment. Does that intention, that affirmation that you have for this year, does it still feel the same? Does it still feel good? Is it still resonating? Those goals and dreams that you defined for yourself for this year, are they still in alignment with where you are? Have you been able to move some things forward? Has something shifted? Do you feel like you are accelerating that work you're doing toward manifesting this thing you want to make happen? Or do you feel a little bit stuck? Have you had a stagnant month? Do you feel like maybe you've even moved backwards a little bit and that dream feels just really far away? This week is not about beating yourself up for not having made a ton of things happen in this first month of the year, but just to get some clarity on where you actually are in this process right now. What feels most important to you? Which one of these goals do you actually want to focus your time and energy on? And what are the things that are in the way? What's the obstacle? Do you need help in a certain way? And then can you find some ways to ask for that this week? So we're going to be doing some work around one specific goal throughout the week and figuring out what might be in the way so that we can actually feel a bit of forward momentum. That feeling is really important when it comes to manifesting what we want to make happen in our lives. And if you've had a first month of the year where things just happened really quickly and you haven't been able or had the time to work on those goals, then this is just a perfect time in your life to clear your schedule a little bit and to center some time around actually moving that dream forward. What do you have to do? What are the action steps that you need to make happen to actually get that forward momentum happening? I feel really excited. I really think that this month has been a perfect month for all of us to marinate in what we want to make happen. And as we step into February, it's a great time to actually move those things forward. So what was your New Year's intention? And if you look back at the goals that you set, what goal feels most alive inside of you right now? What is one thing that you really, really, really want to make happen for yourself? And let's see if we can focus on that this week. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I'll be back with more work tomorrow.